I think they'll have a trick play or a special teams play that the Bears will get a touchdown on.
I agree because, I mean, they can't. I mean, yes, this Bears offense the first couple weeks was running the ball very well, but they ran into a buzzsaw last week, and they're going to run into another buzzsaw this week, and they're not going to be able to run the ball.
Welcome to the Ultimate Football Talk Show, right here on GoMileHigh.com. You're now listening to Shaggy and Squirrel, and this is Inside the Huddle.
Wilson wants it all. Deep ball. Metcalf got it. Touchdown, Seattle. On fourth.
Second down, the pitch to McCaffrey. McCaffrey to the end zone for the touchdown.
Here's Hines again. Hines breaking a tackle, and he is in for the Indianapolis touchdown.
Carter fake the handoff. Jackson throws. Oh, what a grab. Touchdown, Mark Andrews.
And goal at the one, and Swift scores his first NFL touchdown.
This time, Gordon able to get there. Touchdown, Melvin Gordon. Welcome to Denver.
Welcome to Denver, ladies and gentlemen. This is GoMileHigh.com. You are listening to Inside the Huddle with your boy Squirrel, Roddy, and Mr. Becker on the table. How are you guys doing, ladies and gentlemen?
What up, what up, what up?
Feeling good on this Thursday.
Yes,
let's
sir.
Go.
That was his translation. So what up, what up, nice, what up?
Nice, cool, crisp Colorado evening, guys. Weather's great out here. Not too cold, not too hot. Oh, nice and breezy. And we have a lot of stuff to get to today. Some football headlines I want to jump on and bring to you guys. Boy, there's some funny stuff going on these days, man. Have you heard about Gardner Minshew? His thumb is all kinds of messed up. Fractured in three or four places. I didn't know you could fracture a thumb in three or four, five places.
It's Gardner Minshew. He's going to do that.
Yeah, it's old Minshew. Minshew magic. He'll be back soon, right, though?
Minshew mania is Fitz magic. Just get him right.
Okay, Fitz magic.
Fitz magic.
Minshew mania.
I'm pretty sure this is the same guy that broke his hand intentionally in college when he was at Washington State.
Why would he
took
hand?
He took a hammer and hit his hand with it to get a red shirt year.
Oh, for Christ.
So he hurt himself, and it worked out for him. Sixth round pick.
Wow.
So no stranger to hand injuries.
No stranger to hand injuries.
Minshew.
Yeah, hopefully. I'm not sure who the backup there is in Jacksonville.
Mike Glennon.
Mike
Glennon is the backup.
Mike Glennon. Boy, I'll tell you what.
That is the backup.
What a classic turd. Man.
I hate to bring it up.
Yeah, he's earned quite a bit of money. Just hasn't done a whole lot on the field.
I'd love to be a backup in the NFL.
I'm just saying, you know.
You don't have to do much.
Hold the clipboard.
2 million. Yeah. Say, hey, man, you did great out there. When he comes back, you know, tell him, hey, man, you're not doing too well. I think it's a great job to be a backup quarterback. Don't you guys think?
I just think it's harder and harder and harder. But people just keep saying no to Kaepernick right now. I mean,
like,
you got
how the heck
Mike Glennon, Ben DiNucci.
Old DiNucci.
I don't know who's backing him up in Dallas now since, you know, Andy Dalton's gone.
You think Jonathan Bostic did that on purpose?
No, he didn't do it on purpose, but it was a dirty play.
Definitely
dirty play, but he didn't do it on purpose.
Talking about dirty plays, Edelman is out for the season. Not really dirty
season?
Play. Yeah, out for the season. For a practice squad injury.
It's getting worse and worse up there in Foxborough.
Worse and worse. It's getting worse all
Cam
around.
Cam is about to be a backup quarterback after this season.
Oh, listen to this.
Cam is
going to be a backup quarterback.
And it's not his fault. I told you. The man's 6'5", 250 pounds. You know, he can see over the line. It's just now you don't have Edelman who you throw it to. Offhand, go ahead. I don't know. You said Harry. What's his first name?
Kneel.
Oh, good. So you must be on your fantasy team. That's the only reason why you
No, no, no. I'm just up on my stuff. That's why I have a football show here.
But yeah, it's just like you didn't even know Mike Glennon was backup for me.
No, I did not know Mike Glennon was a backup.
I didn't know he was in the league either.
I didn't even know he was in the league right now.
Check
this out. Cowboys have released Dontari Poe because of his weight. A.K.A. from what Mr. Billionaire Jerry Jones says. A reporter asked him, was it because he didn't stand for the anthem and Jerry Jones refused multiple times not to answer that question. What do you guys have on the subject?
Well, that's two defensive linemen they've gotten rid of this week. They traded Everson Griffin like 2 days ago, now it's Dontari Poe.
They did him a favor.
Dontari Poe had the most snaps of any lineman on the team, dude. And you're gonna
they did him a favor, to be honest with you. I mean, that's what happened. I mean, he's gonna get picked up somewhere. He does have a weight issue, but come on, you know what this was about.
I don't know how. I mean,
know what this was about?
Wasn't he the one who did that little fake Tebow? You know.
Oh man, toss? Against the Broncos.
Yes. Dude.
Yeah. I remember that.
That sweet little. Oh, I'm gonna run and then.
Yeah, that was Andy Reid calling that play when they're up by like 30 late in the fourth quarter.
Why don't you just make that man a fullback for Christ's sake, dude.
The fridge.
Fridge.
The fridge.
Boy, the tank.
The freezer. What are you talking about?
PJ Raji, the freezer.
The deep freezer. The deep freezer.
I mean, let's face it, guys.
The walk-in.
I think the Cowboys are going to the tank.
I don't think they're there. I mean, they could still make the playoffs in that division.
Yeah, because they're going to be second.
They play Philly this week, so.
Oh, there it is. There's the division championship right there.
You think? I'm still saying it's Washington.
I think if Philly takes this game, I think they got a stronghold on the division.
I think Washington. Washington football team.
Washington football team.
I like the football. I love the name.
You think the Cowboys will be sellers at the trade deadline? Despite only being half game out of first place.
Who are they going to sell? He's getting rid of everybody now.
He's not getting rid of the
seat. Yeah, they've started that process already.
Yeah, so. I was about to say, they're way ahead. I mean, what do they have to get rid of?
Yeah. Anymore? Well, they got receivers. The people need receivers.
So. I mean, okay, you get rid of the receivers. Your offense is already shot now because nobody Andy Dalton's out.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even know about this Ben DiNucci guy, if he can even throw the football.
A couple linemen hurt.
Yeah, and we already know what you did to your defense in the offseason.
So receivers, does Zeke get traded?
Oh,
does Zeke get traded?
Dude, Becker, do this. What do you think about Zeke?
I don't see that happening.
They just paid that man, didn't they?
Yeah, I think all hell would break loose if the Cowboys did trade Zeke.
The nation would go in a riot.
The nation would. Yeah, if they sold. I would love to see it though. I would love to see it.
I would love to see the riots
of the Dallas Cowboys. I just see them just terrible. You just traded. I just bumped this jersey.
Yeah. I ran into a Cowboys. Ran into a Cowboys fan today at Walmart, and just the saddest look on a man's face you could see when he seen my jersey. He looked at me, and I looked at him, and I was like, "Man, tough season." He goes, "Yeah, you too." And I was like, "What do you mean you two? Hang on, we're 4-2, but I got all offensive about it." It's like, hang on, 4-2. What have you won? One game? You got
two.
A tie?
2-5.
2-5, and they're not the ones with the tie. Philly's the ones with the tie, right?
They're ahead of them right now because of that tie.
Philly and Washington have the tie.
No, who Philly knows? And
they're
Philly,
all terrible.
Philly and Cincinnati.
Philly
have
and Cincinnati have the tie.
Man,
who wins that division?
Philly.
Washington football team.
You?
Dallas, they right the ship somehow.
Dallas?
I don't know. I just wanted to pick someone else. Like, who cares? They're all terrible.
Dallas?
As long as you didn't pick the wrong answer, which is the Giants.
Listen, I thought about the Giants.
I'd rather play
the Cowboys defense than the Jets defense at the moment, dude.
That's fair. That's fair to say.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Like, that's literally worst defense in the league.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very worse.
I mean, they own like three or four number one worst defensive stats in the league.
Yeah, I think they got the most yards, most points.
37.5 points a game they're giving up, dude. Like, over 500 yards a game.
Ugly. Ugly.
Ugly rushing.
How do you give up nearly 500 yards a game?
Ugly passing. Yeah, it's just crazy. They got worse.
So what other headlines we got?
The Vikings are not allowed home fans next game. Next home game. I mean, are we going to see this start to be a trend now that the
COVID
country
case.
Is spiking in COVID cases? Since
yes.
The,
yes.
Election is a week away? Not even.
I don't know how this helps it at all.
I don't know how it helps it, obviously.
I mean, yeah, he's keeping everybody at home to watch Vikings games. Well, people are going to gather at, you know.
Ain't nobody at home watching Vikings games.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, again, they put their input in there, I guess.
They took a big what is it about the Vikings? They took a big dip from last season. What were they, 10-6 last season?
Yeah,
it's Kirk Cousins.
He's just all up and down.
Yeah, Cousins. I think the secondary's super soft. Also, they can't stop anybody.
Harrison Smith is what injured,
right? The Neil Hunter Rhodes is in Indy.
Yeah, exactly.
And was Trey Waynes, is he still there? I don't even know.
I don't know.
If I'm the Minnesota Vikings, I'm on the phone with the New York Jets trying to get that number one pick they're about to get. Ooh. I am on the phone,
really?
And I'm seriously, yeah. Come on, you know.
So that means what? Trevor Lawrence to Minnesota?
Trevor Lawrence is not going to play for the Jets. He knows. He's already talking about staying another season.
Think that's a huge risk. Honestly.
I think you tell him, hey.
But no, Becker's right. And from a
it's
college
a huge risk.
From a college guy to myself, I can tell you right now, staying another year could be a huge risk.
I give you a Kirk Cousins.
You don't know
Cousins,
what could happen.
I give you Kirk Cousins and Adam Thielen.
Oh, boy.
To the Jets for that number one pick.
Whoa. No. I don't think you need to give up that much for the number one.
Are you kidding me?
Nah.
If you're not the Minnesota Vikings, you don't do that?
Because right now
you got Justin Jefferson that's like an up-and-coming receiver.
As long as you don't get rid of Dalvin, I guess.
Yeah, you're not giving rid of Dalvin.
But literally, dude, Thielen is worth a number one, maybe
No.
Thielen?
If Thielen's healthy, he's at least worth
a I'm giving you Kirk
two.
Cousins and Thielen he's for the number one pick.
If Thielen's healthy, he's at least worth a number a round two pick. No.
At least, I would think. Thielen,
tell me this. Diggs fetched, what, two first-rounders, a second, and a fourth? Am I wrong there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Why would Thielen not be worth exactly that, if not more?
A lot slower.
What?
He doesn't have the big play.
What? You don't need
He's got hands.
Yeah, he's Edelman with seven more inches.
And you got the how old is Thielen?
Thielen's 31, 32.
So he's in the back end. He's on the back end.
Back end at 32? He's right in the middle.
30.
He's 30. He's right in the middle of his career. Not back end.
You get into the NFL about
22?
Yeah, he's in the back end of his career. There's not that too many Tom Brady's out there. That's not that you can't name too many Tom Brady's that's out there at 40 years. Hey, so you got 35, especially at a receiver.
I can see Thielen putting up little Fitzgerald career.
Yes, there ain't no Fitzgerald's career.
He's not quite the caliber of Larry.
Yeah,
Fitz,
I would do that. I would honestly give you Kirk Cousins and Thielen. Give me the number one pick. I'll take old boy from Clemson. I can't think of his
name. Trevor Lawrence.
And then, take it on home.
Yeah.
You get one pick for both of them. That's nuts. No.
Yeah, a lot of fireworks still to
Minnesota
come.
Minnesota going
to
stop
that.
Got a few picks at
Trevor
least,
Lawrence.
Minnesota will be bad at that.
We're going to take a quick break, ladies and gentlemen. Thursday night football coming up after this. We're going to break it down for you. This is Inside the Huddle on Go Mile High.
If it's great radio you're looking for, then you're in the right place. Because at GoMileHigh.com, we have tons of shows discussing sports, news, politics, entertainment, community affairs, and much, much more.
Awesome! Tom's awesome!
And don't forget, if you miss out on one of your favorite shows, you can always access our archived episodes at GoMileHigh.com on your own time.
If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
Hey man, what's wrong?
I'm feeling lost.
Lost?
Yeah, I feel like my choices in life aren't getting me anywhere, and I feel like I don't have a voice.
Well, did you know that the Colorado Media School is the perfect way for you to get that outlet?
Really?
Yeah, because at the Colorado Media School, you can have a voice. Enrollment starts today, so find your voice at beonair.com. It's changed my life. Let it change yours. What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air
broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know, from getting all this great experience working in college radio. It makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
Colorado Media School, hands-on learning in one of the most exciting career fields out there. Internship opportunities are limitless. We have 3 on-campus radio stations, 2 TV stations, and you'll have the opportunity to participate in projects like doing play-by-play live from a sporting event or the 48-hour film project. We have after-graduation career placement assistance and financial aid for those who qualify. Check us out online at coloradomediaschool.com, on Facebook and Instagram, and CO Media School on Twitter and Snapchat. You can also call 303-937-7070.
This is Ducello at Sturt. Zach Ducello.
I would say there's 2 answers because there's the Elway draft and there's going to be the way that I would draft it, which I'm going to go with that. You're going to have to get the offensive line beefed up so you can get Drew Lock. And if you think about it, our offensive line is pretty horrendous. There's Reisner.
Matthew Sturt. Half the fan base wanted Troy Tulowitzki to get traded, and the other half of the fan base doesn't know anything about baseball, so they were like, no, we want Troy.
Follow them on Twitter at Welcome Rug and at Orange Mamba 22 to check out the latest podcast.
Back, ladies and gentlemen, on GoMileHigh.com. This is Inside the Huddle, and I am your host, Squirrel, with Roddy M. Becker out on the table. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to let that play. That is some nice background music, guys. And I want to talk about Thursday Night Football, guys. It is here every week.
I don't want to talk about it.
What?
Christian McCaffrey ain't playing, man. That's my guy.
Listen, he's on one of my fantasy teams. Got him on the IR still, man. Come on.
I don't want to talk
about it. Hey, listen, Roddy, we're talking about it. You don't want to talk about it. This is my show, and we're talking about Carolina and Atlanta.
Nothing I'd rather talk about.
Then talk about it,
nothing you'd rather talk about.
Then talk about it. I mean, I'm waiting on you. It's your show. I'm waiting on you. Go ahead.
Hey, Shaggy's watching his show, you know, live right here, but he's not here. Thank you. Thanks for not being here, Shaggy. Guys, Atlanta, Carolina, no CMC, as we said. 1-6 versus 3-4.
Well, what are you looking for in this game?
Over and under, 52. Carolina's minus 2.
Yeah, it's going to be a score fest.
So what do you mean, what am I looking for?
What are you looking for in this game?
I'm looking for Teddy Bridgewater to show me something to.
He hasn't showed you anything yet?
I like Teddy Bridge.
You really
man.
Like
He's
this music,
well.
I guess. I mean, I feel like I'm going to. You really like
it's
this
got,
music.
Scott's got another minute, man. I mean, unless you I don't want to listen to any of the music anymore.
I mean,
we
can, really love this
we
music.
We can definitely get rid of the music. Yeah, thanks for Roddy ruining the show that's going
for
on.
For a show? This is a classical music session or a football scare? What is going on?
Yeah, I don't.
I thought the interlude. I'm like, when's the hook going to drop? What is going on?
What am I looking for? I'm looking for Teddy Bridgewater to tear this shaky secondary apart, and hopefully they don't blow. If they get behind, maybe blow a lead to Atlanta. I don't think, but Atlanta is enough to.
They're feisty enough.
Yeah, they are feisty.
They're feisty. I mean, the offense is there. I mean, the offense is scared for the defense to go on the field. Right. That last week, I don't understand. You know, Todd Gurley accidentally scored a touchdown. to lose the game for them. That's just crazy.
That's just true Falcons fashion.
Falcons fashion. Yo, you scored the touchdown. Why? Why did you score it? You know, Detroit's raising their hands up saying touchdown. Like, yeah. You know, the defense, I'm like, how horrible is that? That's just crazy.
Just brutal.
Brutal, absolutely.
You know
brutal.
Your defense is that garbage. don't score the touchdown. Because the defense get back on. We lost this game. And sure enough happened. That's just trash.
Anyway, I think Carolina's got this game by 14. I think I think Carolina's got a decent defense. Mike Davis is playing very, very well at the moment. Robbie Anderson out there flying around catching balls. He's got 640 yards.
Yeah, he's second in receiving yards this year.
640.
Just behind Hopkins.
640 with 46 catches.
Who saw that coming?
Only one TD, though. You know,
Well, he's a big play guy. That's it. He's not going to run the slants.
Yeah,
or the 10 yards, you know, just to get the first down. Every time he gets on the field, it is straight fly. Go run to the post. That's
nine route, baby.
Nine route. Every time Robbie Anderson gets on the field, that's it. I mean, he can't take those hits. He can't take those big, huge hits up the middle with those linebackers.
Yeah. He's a thin dude.
He's a thin
like
guy.
Me. Yeah.
Come around. I came across you. Wham!
I think you're bigger than Robbie Anderson. Nah. Yeah, dude.
His hair is better. His hair is cooler than mine. did you see that video, by the way, a couple weeks ago with the Panthers mascot? And he didn't know who the mascot was.
He
thought it was a bear or something. that was too funny.
Didn't
it was on NFL
whole
films.
Whole Panther there.
Yeah, that was good.
So where do you guys see this game at? You know, both in the 30s and 20s, maybe 36.
Yeah,
I haven't.
It's gonna be a high scoring affair.
I got 36-24 or something like that.
You said the over under is 50?
52. Yeah.
52. Ooh. Yeah, it's gonna go way over. I'm taking over on that. I think it's gonna be. I think we're gonna see a 40 spot for one of the teams, and then 30 spot from other.
Oh, yeah. 40 spot from Carolina.
What are the chances the Falcons have the lead in the second half and then end up blowing it?
I think it came out today. It's probably 12%.
12%? That's it?
They put it at 12 for them having the lead.
Having the lead?
You got to imagine that. Atlanta has got to jump out ahead of a pretty stout defense in my mind. I think Carolina's got a decent defense enough to shut down, which, I mean – it's hard to think shutting down Julio Jones.
Yeah, Calvin Ridley is in top three receiver
Russell
this year.
Russell Gage as well. You know, I mean, you got
this year.
People sitting there focusing on the big fella so much that people like Calvin Ridley and Russell Gage can break out for 20-25 point game in fantasy without you even noticing it. So who's the high performers tonight? Obviously, Matt Ryan is leading the. These are his game stats from Falcons and the Panthers. Matt Ryan has 2,100 yards, 12 tutties, and 190 completions. Mm-hmm. Todd Gurley sitting at 122 carries, 485 yards, and 7 tutties. Touchdown. Does Todd Gurley get a touchdown tonight?
Yeah.
Yes.
Julio Jones get a touchdown tonight?
No.
No?
Yeah, he gets one. He gets one on him. Calvin Ridley gets one. It's going to be a high-scoring affair. I think the ball is going to go around. Everybody going to see enough of this ball on both sides of the field. So, yeah, Ty Gurley gets a touchdown. Yes, definitely it's going to happen. Julio Jones get a touchdown? Yeah, I can see that. Ridley is going to get a touchdown.
Mike Davis going to rush in for a touchdown?
Yes.
I think he's doing I think he's doing very, very well.
He does. He's doing
very, very
he's great
well.
For the
I think one of the better backups in the league.
Yeah, as a backup to CMC. So, I mean – yeah.
So these two teams played 3 weeks ago in Atlanta. Panthers won 23-16.
Yep. I think it's going to be about that same spread again, probably just a little more high-flying this time.
No, I think it's going to be way more
high-flying. I think it's, a little more high-scoring tonight.
The Panthers, Teddy Bridgewater is going to light up that Atlanta defense, that shaky, shaky defense.
Yeah. Seems like Falcons just can't catch a break. There's a couple of calls by the referee last week against the Detroit Lions. Where Raheem Morris, he was not happy, the replacement coach. See if the Falcons can catch a break tonight. They're always on the short end of the stick, it seems like. So I say Panthers will win maybe 30-24. Barely hits the over.
I say the opposite. I say Atlanta pulls it out.
Wow.
I would kind of like to see the Falcons. get one.
I think Atlanta pulls it out, yeah.
What's the score?
Like I said, it's going to be 40. I say 42-35.
42-35?
Wow. It's going to be a high-scoring affair.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be no defense on that field.
It's always easy to assume Matty Ice and the Atlanta boys are going to be a high-scoring offense.
Right.
They haven't been the cream of the crop, but, right, normal. Boy, can they put up 40 points
easy
in a blink of an eye without you even noticing it.
Throwing,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, it's just like Dak and Dallas. Doesn't have a great team, but can put up 40 points in a matter of minutes. Right. Now, you think about it, KC does the same thing, but you know it's going to happen. You know it's coming at you. You know 40 points is coming out. Patty Mahomes is going to throw the football. They're going to score high flying. You know, and it's hard to predict teams like this, but when you look at Kansas City, you know what you're getting. You don't know what you're going to walk into with Atlanta.
Atlanta's allowing 437 yards per game on average.
See what I'm saying?
That is.
Yeah.
And 345 passing yards. So, what's Teddy Bridge.
What's their offensive? Go ahead. What's Bridge?
For passing yards per game, 276 he's averaging.
Yeah.
It's not bad. That's actually pretty good.
He's at 1,900 yards. I love Teddy Bridgewater as a player. He's the perfect player.
Top fantasy performers tonight, guys, on either side. Bridgewater outduels Matty Ice, or does Matty Ice outduel for points?
Oh, I think Ryan will get more fantasy points than Teddy.
Teddy Bridgewater will get the win.
Teddy, but
you said Atlanta's going to win.
I said Atlanta's going to win, but however, I like Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy B.
Mike Davis.
Smart player.
Mike Davis in the run game outdo Todd Gurley?
No. Todd Gurley.
No. I think Gurley will score at least one. I think Davis gets more yards. He's had a good year. He had a tough week last week, but I think he bounces back. Has a like 80 yard game at least.
Is Gurley starting to hit his stride here?
I think he hits his stride. I think like all those questions about his injury, his mysterious injury, has been answered. He's gonna run a lot more in this game, definitely.
I like how they're handling him too, setting him out of practice, you know, giving him those veteran days. Keep that arthritis in his knee down.
Does he take the knee on the one this week, you know, instead of
hopefully not in that situation.
Depends. I don't know. Like, we don't trust you against the Detroit offense.
Didn't that happen to him in the Super Bowl too?
With the Rams. Yeah.
Stop running. Score the touchdown.
Yeah. Come on.
Score the touchdown. That's the defensive fault if you can't stop the ball.
Stop playing around. Stop worrying about fantasy. You know what I'm saying?
You got the touchdown scored. Yeah, I understand it's smart football. But
so, guys, touchdown. I got Carolina coming out. Becker has.
Yeah, I had the Panthers 30-24.
30-24.
Yeah.
30-24. And Mr. Roddy has Atlanta 42. At 42-35, if I remember. Those are going to be our predicted scores for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to take another quick break, and we will be right back with the Go Mile High Power Rankings every week, guys. We do this. This is Inside the Huddle on Go Mile High.
If it's great radio you're looking for, then you're in the right place. Because at GoMileHigh.com, we have tons of shows discussing sports, news, politics, entertainment, community affairs, and much, much more.
Awesome! Totally awesome!
And don't forget, if you miss out on one of your favorite shows, you can always access our archived episodes at GoMileHigh.com on your own time.
If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
Hey man, what's wrong?
I'm feeling lost.
Lost?
Yeah, I feel like my choices in life aren't getting me anywhere, and I feel like I don't have a voice.
Well, did you know that the Colorado Media School is the perfect way for you to get that outlet?
Really?
Yeah, because at the Colorado Media School, you can have a voice. Enrollment starts today, so find your voice at beonair.com. It's changed my life. Let it change yours. What does it take to be on air? It's not just the personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air,
broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know, from getting all this great experience working in college radio. It makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
Colorado Media School, hands-on learning in one of the most exciting career fields out there. Internship opportunities are limitless. We have 3 on-campus radio stations, 2 TV stations, and you'll have the opportunity to participate in projects like doing play-by-play live from the sporting event or the 48-hour film project. We have after-graduation career placement assistance and financial aid for those who qualify. Check us out online at coloradomediaschool.com, on Facebook and Instagram, and CO Media School on Twitter and Snapchat. You can also call 303-937-7070.
This is Ducello at Sturts. Zach Ducello.
I would say there's 2 answers because there's the Elway draft and there's going to be the way that I would draft it. Which I'm going to go with that. You're going to have to get the offensive line beefed up so you can get Drew Locke. And if you think about it, our offensive line is pretty horrendous. There's Reisner.
Matthew Sturts.
Half the fan base wanted Troy Tulowitzki to get traded, and the other half of the fan base doesn't know anything about baseball, so they were like, no, we want Troy.
Follow them on Twitter at WelcomeRug and at OrangeMamba22 to check out the latest podcast.
Back, guys. This is Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com. Squirrel, Roddy, and Mr. Becker sitting on the table. Guys, Go Mile High Power Rankings. We do this every week now, Thursday, before the first game of the week. And these are sanctioned from last week's results. Now, I'm not sure if I want to go 1, 2, 3, you know, in the order. You know what? We will.
Go from the top down. 10 down.
Yeah, we'll start from
10. Yeah, 10 down. 10 down. Yeah.
So, you know what, Roddy? I'm going to give you the spotlight.
You going to give me the spotlight?
Yes, sir. Number 10 in our power rankings this week before game number uno tonight.
I'm going to say the Buffalo Bills.
Okay. Give me a little nugget. Give me a little
nugget. They didn't look good the last game, but they ended up winning it. They struggled against the Jets. But they're still a top-ranked team. I think they can right the ship right now. And 10 is a pretty good spot for them.
So, coming in at number 10, Buffalo Bills, Mr. Becker. With number 9.
All right, number 9 will go to the desert in the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
5-2. Coming off the great win on Sunday Night Football. Best division in football, I think, bar none, the NFC West. Anytime you beat the Seattle Seahawks and have a great comeback like that, I think it speaks volumes about your team and what you have. Defense is making plays. They're playing a lot better than they did early in the season. And with Kyler Murray and that high-octane offense, I think this is a team you have to look out for.
Absolutely. I'm 100% with you on that. I'm going to give you guys number 8. You know, it's tough once you get inside the top 10 what could conspire. But I really like this team. I know some people don't. They are, like you said, toughest division. I'm actually going to put the Rams.
The Rams?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I was going to put them 8
at number 8, you know, because they're 5-2 as I'm looking at here.
Man, they can rush the passer.
Yeah,
too.
And they're 3-0 at home, haven't lost at home. You know, they struggle a little bit away, but I think three of the 4 teams in that NFC West are going to be in this top 10. And I'm
minus
gonna have,
the Niners.
Yeah, I'm going to have the Rams sitting at number 8.
Yeah, I like that. They're really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After they slacked the Bears. So, yeah.
Roddy, number 7 on the Go Mile High Power Rankings.
This one was tough to put him way down here, but I don't have nowhere else to put him right now. So it's, I would say the Tennessee Titans.
Ooh, Tennessee.
Tennessee Titans. I mean, that Pittsburgh loss did hurt. The kicker woes.
But, I mean, it's not like they.
Yeah, Stephen Gronkowski, I mean, he's got a – I mean, some of those games is going to be in his foot. I mean, the rest of their schedule. So that if he can ride his foot, that's the only one.
You know, you're destined to use your kicker a lot when you run play action.
Yeah.
Most of the game, you see your kickers get a lot more action during there because, you know, it's a 70-30 offense when it comes in. But when you got King Henry sitting there, I mean, you run. Don't
discredit Tannehill too. I mean,
I'm not going to discredit Tannehill.
King Henry.
The only thing I have on Tannehill is. The way the offenses run, it makes it easy for him to throw the football.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying you could throw Becker back there or me back there and we'd do the same, but I'm saying if you throw an average talented quarterback in the NFL, he could do that job.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm not going to praise Tannehill for his skill because I don't think – play action passing takes too much skill.
But it opens up that field.
That's the aspect of the game. Like I'm saying, he's got talent, but he doesn't need the talent to play the style offense that he does.
Yeah. I think certain guys in the bootleg are better than others. Tannehill, he's mobile.
Is wide open.
He's a former wide receiver in college. I mean, he can move. He's like Jake Plummer was perfect in that situation.
Everything
too.
He throws
roll him out.
Is wide open, you know, so it's not hard to make those throws. Right, Becker, number 6.
Dude, I was looking at this one, and I'm torn between Seattle and Green Bay. I can't decide who's 5 and who's 6. So we'll give it. We'll say the Packers are 6.
Green Bay at number 6, my wife is probably going to be upset with you, but.
Devontae Adams clearly back after that 2-game absence. I think, one of the top receivers, if not – the top receiver right now, he's going to rack up all kinds of yards and receptions in that offense. And the defense, they have some. They're playing a lot better on that side of the field. Terrible game 2 weeks ago. I don't know what happened against the Buccaneers. They should easily get the win this weekend against the Vikings. So Green Bay, we'll put them at number 6.
Oh, Green Bay number 6. I like that. And, I'm going to go number 5, simple, easy. Mr. Russell Wilson and the boys. Tough loss against Arizona. I have them at 5 because I have my 4 that I like before them. Now some people may agree with from 4 to 5, but
oh yeah,
you know it
is pretty
it
much
is.
The same four yeah. teams. Yeah.
So I have Seattle at 5, just because that
loss with Arizona was tough.
That was tough. And what I'm saying is I think Russell had the game. Already,
I'm not blaming this on that one on
I'm
Russell.
I'm not blaming it on Russell, but you know you did.
They would have won, right, if that holding call with DK Metcalf.
Yeah, they kept
it.
That
the
was
house.
A touchdown. I mean,
it was a tutty, yeah.
That was a touchdown
and
with DK.
This just comes to show you what Kyler Murray's made of, what he can do.
Yeah,
he can literally walk in there as a second-year man and take down one of the best at the game at the moment.
That's how about that battle? I think for a few more years.
Russell ain't playing no defense now. Come on,
he's not playing no defense. It's still hard to beat Russell Wilson, no matter.
Yeah, he's putting up good points. That's it.
And that defense in Seattle, as we know,
it's not that great.
I think a lot of people talk about Mahomes versus Lamar Jackson for years to come. How about Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray for the next few years?
Yeah. Kyler Murray, Josh Allen, some of the,
the quarterback rivalry.
The matchup. That'll be great.
Same
that'll
division.
Be
good,
yeah.
Two young guys who can move in.
All right, Roddy. You're back up, man. Number 4. Going to the top, guys.
I know they had a bye week, so I'm not going to – I was going to put the Ravens here, but I'm not. I'm going to put Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's where I got them at 4.
Number 4. I just don't believe. I mean, yeah, the rich keep getting richer. You know, Tom Brady is now going to have Antonio Brown to throw to. I know Godwin's going to be out for a while.
Isn't that incredible?
You still got Scott. You know, it's just like
Bruce
why?
Arians turn on Xbox and Madden 21. This looks good. We'll go out and buy these.
Arians doesn't even like Antonio Brown.
You know, that's
just
Tom
horrible.
Brady.
He's living with Tom Brady again. So
Tom's letting him live in the outhouse. In the
I just don't see that team just getting in cohesiveness and stuff like that. I don't see the chemistry building up just because you just got Antonio Brown. So, again, that's why I put him at 4, and I'm putting him above the top 3 just right there yet.
Okay.
There's no chemistry there. Yeah.
Mr. Becker, you're going to start our top 3.
Ooh, okay. I mean, so many of these one-loss teams are interchangeable where you could put them. I personally would have put Tampa Bay 3 and Baltimore 4, but we'll put Baltimore at number 3. You know, second best team in the AFC behind Kansas City. I think they just roll through the regular season the past couple years. It's just a matter of can Lamar get it done in the playoffs.
They just got Dez Bryant now.
Yeah, they got Dez Bryant now.
He's got another deep ball man to throw to.
See how he moves out there on the field.
I mean, all he's had really is Hollywood really going deep.
Right. I think a bigger guy like Dez will help out.
So Mark Andrews
kind of complement the speed.
So this bye week wasn't too bad for them.
Yeah, and this game this week in Baltimore-Pittsburgh, man, this is must-watch TV. Game of the week. We're going to find out who the real heavyweight in the AFC North is.
If you weren't excited about the Baltimore-Tennessee game the Pittsburgh-Tennessee game, well, you got to be excited
this is smash
about
mouth,
Baltimore.
Yeah. Pittsburgh. Old school rivalry.
Smash mouth football right there.
So I'm going to do the honors, guys, and I'm going to go 2-1. I think we're all on the same page here. I have Kansas City at 2 and Big Ben and the boys at number 1 at the moment.
I'm not mad at it.
I am going to give Pitts the number 1 because of their undefeated and because 2 of their defense. Kansas City's defense does not come close to what Pittsburgh has on the back end there.
They look good.
Kansas City looks good. But they are not Pittsburgh.
Who has the better offense? Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
guy with the $500 million quarterback.
But we all know offense don't win championships.
Yeah, we don't know.
We know defense is how it's done.
I don't know.
Tell
that to Seattle.
San Francisco is the defensive team in the
Super
Bowl.
Tell that to Seattle right now.
So, Kansas City, I have Kansas City. Until they show me that defense can literally, other than, you know, stop Denver's horrendous offense.
Yeah, well, and they have the Jets this week, and, you know.
Yeah.
it gets even better.
So Kansas City, Pittsburgh, round out 1. And I want both of you to give me an honorable mention, say 11 and 12. We're going to have these on the board each week. Okay. And I want each one of you to give me one sitting right outside the top 10 right now. Roddy, real quick before we get out of here.
I'm going to give – okay. I know you're going to hate me, but the Bears and the Browns.
I can't
Bears
hate,
and
I 12. Can't help you. No, you give me one. You're one and Becker's one.
Okay, well, the Bears and number
okay.
12.
Okay, Bears are number 12. So, obviously, Becker's giving me 11.
I got the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, nice. I like both of those takes. New Orleans is just struggling a bit right now. Chicago is just starting to fall off.
How about you? I mean, there's a few teams still there. You got Cleveland, Niners, Colts.
Yeah, I honestly have my Colts at 4-2 right now. They had a bye week to coming in. They're going to have a great game this weekend. I could have them at 11 or 12. That's my take, guys. We're going to take a quick break, and you know what's coming up. Fantasy football, ladies and gentlemen. This is Inside the Huddle on Go Mile High.
If it's great radio you're looking for, then you're in the right place. Because at GoMileHigh.com, we have tons of shows discussing sports, news, politics, entertainment, community affairs, and much, much more.
Awesome! Tons of awesome!
And don't forget, if you miss out on one of your favorite shows, you can always access our archived episodes at GoMileHigh.com on your own time.
If I'm here and you're here, doesn't that make it our time?
Hey man, what's wrong?
I'm feeling lost.
Lost?
Yeah, I feel like my choices in life aren't getting me anywhere, and I feel like I don't have a voice.
Well, did you know that the Colorado Media School is the perfect way for you to get that outlet?
Really?
Yeah,
because at the Colorado Media School, you can have a voice.
Enrollment starts today,
so find your voice at beonair.com.
It's changed my life. Let it change yours.
What does it take to be on air? It's not just a personality, though it does help. It takes drive, creativity, passion, and the willingness to develop yourself and truly find what makes you special. At Go Mile High, students are given this chance to become something great. You never know. Someone you're hearing right now could be the next big thing, and you could be the first to know how it all started. So keep listening, because you never know what's next on GoMileHigh.com.
Every day, across this country, hundreds of college radio stations take to the air,
broadcasting music and programming that you won't hear anywhere else.
It's one of the last places where people can really be able to actually say what they want to say.
Without it, you wouldn't have a place for local artists to perform. Certain people need to have a chance, a fighting chance, and college radio is that place for it.
College radio changes the lives of those who are involved with it and can change those who listen to it too.
This is where we start out, you know, from getting all this great experience working in college radio. It makes you want to work in real radio.
College radio means finding yourself. It helped me find what I wanted to do in not only school, but in life.
So support college radio by continuing to listen to this station and supporting the students who make it happen. College radio, now, more than ever. A message brought to you by this station and the College Radio Foundation. For more information, please visit collegeradio.org.
Colorado Media School, hands-on learning in one of the most exciting career fields out there. Internship opportunities are limitless. We have 3 on-campus radio stations, 2 TV stations, and you'll have the opportunity to participate in projects like doing play-by-play live from a sporting event or the 48-hour film project. We have after-graduation career placement assistance and financial aid for those who qualify. Check us out online at coloradomediaschool.com, on Facebook and Instagram, and CO Media School on Twitter and Snapchat. You can also call 303-937-7070.
This is Ducello at Sturts. Zach Ducello.
I would say there's 2 answers because there's the Elway draft and there's going to be the way that I would draft it, which I'm going to go with that. You're going to have to get the offensive line beefed up so you can get Drew Locke. And if you think about it, our offensive line is pretty horrendous. There's Reisner.
Matthew Sturts.
Half the fan base wanted Troy Tulowitzki to get traded, and the other half of the fan base doesn't know anything about baseball, so they were like, no, we want Troy.
Follow them on Twitter at WelcomeRug and at OrangeMamba22 to check out the latest podcast.
We're in, ladies and gentlemen. This is Inside the Huddle on Go Mile High. I am your host today, Squirrel, and with me is Roddy and Mr. Becker on the table outside.
Right. Yo! Yes, sir.
Just did our Go Mile High power rankings for the week, ladies and gentlemen. Pittsburgh, Kansas City, Baltimore, Tampa, Seattle, Green Bay, Tennessee, L.A., Arizona, Buffalo, and we're going to have Chicago and New Orleans round out the honorable.
We
got to
put some
mentions.
Push-up boards in here.
Push-up boards?
Push-up bets.
By the way, Roddy, Bears fan.
Yes.
Do the Bears go back to Mitch after that performance?
No.
No?
No.
That would kind of be a slap in the face to all management, too.
I understand if they do, no, they don't go. They don't. No. You don't give up on Foles just yet.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean, he's 5-2. I mean, he's doing fine.
He's all right.
Fantasy football, guys, I want to talk about 6 guys on the waiver wire that I really think are going to make an impact. Need to go look at these guys. If you guys have anybody else, you guys can pop in. First guy on the ballot, Mr. Jamichael Hasty, running back, San Francisco. Had a heck of a weekend.
Yeah.
Backing up, obviously, with Raheem.
Dude, how many running backs are down for them?
I mean, like 4.
Tevin Coleman, Mostert,
like 2 more.
Wilson
what
got hurt on Sunday.
What happened to McKinnon?
Yeah, Jerick McKinnon gets negative 0.1. Yeah.
He's healthy. I'm like, oh, I picked him up.
You know why he's not playing? He's terrible, dude.
Well, I didn't know. I mean,
I hate Jerick McKinnon.
I hate him now, too. I dropped him like a bad habit.
I hated him in Minnesota.
Well, I don't get the hate for this guy. He's been injured the past 2 years, season-ending injuries.
I get that, but
he's taking snaps away from Raheem. That's why I don't like him.
Yeah, well.
But, he's hurt. He's hurt. So, yeah, he's going to take all the snaps now.
Jeff Wilson had himself a 100-yard game, 2 touchdowns, jumped in.
I got one for you.
Let's hear it.
Chase Edmonds.
Okay. Running back, Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
Kenyon Drake
just got hurt. Yeah.
Just got hurt.
And he did a remarkable performance. So, yeah. I don't know. I think it was what's his face? I think Arizona has a bye this week, so yeah.
They do have a bye this week, yep.
But pick him up still and set him.
Next week, yep. Next week, because Kenyon Drake's going to be out for a while.
Right.
Second guy on the ballot, guys, Corey Davis is back for Tennessee. Big man, big ball, deep threat for Tannehill.
He went off in week 1 against the Broncos.
And then got injured, one of Tannehill's favorite targets, Corey Davis.
Yeah,
like I said, open all the time, sitting in the middle with
AJ Brown back, so he's attracting all that attention. Yeah, Corey Davis
is going to get a lot of Get a lot of touches, a lot of looks. Another guy has been getting a lot of looks. Rashad Higgins.
Mm-hmm.
Since Odell's out
yeah.
now.
Hollywood.
Gonna, yeah, sit in
local
there.
Kid. Take, CSU.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Take out, you know, a lot of that work that Odell was doing with I think, more of an upside, honestly.
It, I mean, if any of the Higgins are still available right now, like Rashad or T. Higgins. I mean, right now, T. Higgins starting to look like what's the face boy? I can't get
Tyler Boyd.
Not Tyler Boyd, but the quarterback of the office. We've been talking about him all the time.
Burrow?
Yeah, Joe Burrow. Yeah, thank you. Like, yeah, Joe Burrow. He's like the guy for the. He's like zoning in on him a lot, and I'm starting him this week in my fantasy league. So if he's still on your waiver wire, I mean, it better be like an 18 league or whatever.
Honestly, yeah, I would drop.
Get yourself a Higgins here.
I would drop AJ Green to go get T. Higgins.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
They got Boyd there too, so yeah. It's
Tyler Boyd's been
crazy.
And I don't know if anybody knows, Giovanni Bernard has stepped in and done himself some favors, putting up 19 and then 21 in replace for Joe Mixon.
Yeah, the ageless one.
Which we know Joe Mixon's a fantasy dream. He does pretty much.
Please.
Yeah. What? That's a 22-point guy a game, dude.
This year?
Yes.
Last year I had him and I don't even want to see him no more.
Number four on the ballot, Brandon Ayuk, wide receiver, San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
I like Ayuk.
Putting up a lot of points. Doing some damage. Got great hands, I think. One of the better wide receivers in the draft.
Oh, super fast. Yeah, that breakout game last week against New England. So.
Yeah, and if you don't have Justin Jefferson, ladies and gentlemen, if he is even close to being on the waiver wire, which he should not be on any leagues, please go get Justin Jefferson. I think the top wide receiver in the draft, honestly. Personally, I think he's probably the best wide receiver out of this year's draft. Yes, Henry Ruggs is a great route runner. Yes, Henry Ruggs was speed. Jerry Jeudy was a great route runner. CeeDee Lamb's very, very athletic.
I think Jefferson was set up best to have a big year to start out because he's a slot guy. He's a possession receiver. Jeudy and Ruggs, they'll take a little bit of time.
Well, and Jefferson automatically became a number two because Stephon Diggs was out.
So yeah.
He automatically pretty much had a starting role in a decently last year high-flying offense, you know. So look out for Brandon Ayuk in San Francisco taking a lot of touches. Listen to this, guys. LaMichael P. Ryan, my Florida boy, for the Jets. Now, I know the Jets are 0-74, but I think there's some upside there with LaMichael P. Ryan. He had a touchdown last week. He stays stepping in now for Le'Veon Bell, who's gone. Frank Gore's there, but he's old. So I think that LaMichael P. Ryan's going to take a lot of that.
Plus, how many weapons do they honestly have in that Jets offense?
And that's what I'm saying. Just because a team is doing very, very bad doesn't mean there's not somebody on that team putting up fantasy points. Somebody has to score. You know, somebody's going to score. I know the Jets had, two or three gooses this year, but – you know, some weeks they do have somebody to score. If he's available and you have no other options, I mean, I wouldn't mind taking LaMichael P. Ryan, you know, getting a few things. I'm going to throw you a curve, guys. Give you a little tight end. If you don't know him, you need to know him. Logan Thomas has erupted amazing tight end there at Washington.
Football team.
Last balling tight end for
team.
Washington. Do you remember Jordan Reed?
Of course, he's with the Niners now.
Prime, he was in his – yeah, that's crazy. They got Kittle and Reed. If they'd had that 3 years ago, oh, dude.
Reed was always hurt with the Washington. I know.
Washington. He is like always. And he's always injured. Hurt right now. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I think he is injured right
he's
now.
He's injured
probably
right now.
Is. When Kittle was out, though, he was playing well.
He was playing well, and then he got hit. Yeah. It was over.
Logan Thomas is one to
watch. Logan Thomas, yeah.
Big dude, former quarterback at Virginia Tech.
Great tight end number two on your fantasy team.
Tight end number two.
And if not, well, I mean, if you can't pick him up as one, he's amazing.
Yeah, I get you.
You know, but I think he's working his way to a number one tight end, you know, in most leagues.
I got a sleeper, like, wide receiver, a real good sleeper.
Let's hear it.
Darnell Mooney. Yes, for the Chicago Bears.
Are we here with the Chicago?
I know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but he's been getting targets.
I thought we talked to you about the Chicago.
He's been getting targets, man. And if he gets, I mean, he's been wide open. I mean, I've been seeing old Nick Foles looking at him a lot often. a lot often. So I mean, yeah, I mean he's a high risk, high reward type player. So I'm seriously picking him up in some of my leagues. Just put him on bench.
I want to see what he does. I want to give you guys a quick quarterback to look out for this week. Ben DiNucci, I think, is gonna. Gonna have himself a week, you know.
he got people coming out the woodwork like Ben DiNucci.
Oh, good.
Like Welcome Back Carter.
I'm glad everybody in the studio is on the same page about how terrible the Cowboys are getting.
It's Brucey time, baby. What are you talking about?
Brucey.
It's Brucey time in Dallas.
I just ate some popcorn, I swear.
So he's a seventh round rookie out of James Madison.
They play football, James
Madison? He got drafted.
Are they like the Roosters, right? The James Madison.
Is there a minimum wage
for the
football? I mean, what's the minimum wage for football? Because he's Ben DiNucci.
Nice, dude. I like it. The Nooch. New nickname for the third string quarterback of Dallas.
I mean, he couldn't be any worse than Dalton was last week before he got concussed.
I heard in Dallas there they are having open tryouts this week.
Yeah, shoot. If you got a jersey, you can go try out.
Football? Come on.
You bought a Dallas football jersey, you can go try out. Open
got a jersey and an arm, baby. We need you.
Yeah, Don Terry Poe, he doesn't need to play for us anymore. Come on in.
We made up a little bit of cap space with getting rid of Don Terry. We can just hire some Joe from down the street financial office. Come throw the football around. Mm. Guys, we are out of time here today.
Really?
I want to thank Roddy. Yeah, quick hour. I want to thank Roddy. I want to thank Mr. Becker for the show today, guys. Inside the Huddle on Go Mile High. We will be here on Tuesday next week. Same show.
I didn't do my push-ups.
3-4. What do you mean you didn't do your push-ups?
I mean, no. I got a push-up bet.
What's your push-up bet?
Derrick Henry and 100. Either he's gonna score 100 yards and 2 touchdowns, or 150 and 1 touchdown.
Who wins Baltimore Pittsburgh?
What?
Who wins Baltimore Pittsburgh this weekend?
Baltimore.
Pittsburgh is defense.
Got 30 push-ups.
I got the Ravens.
31-29. Game over, ladies and gentlemen. This was Inside the Huddle on GoMileHigh.com. Press Box coming up next. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Tanner Fuge running the show.
What does it take to be on air? It's not just the person.